Kurt Artery of Wheatland, Wyoming, is a rancher and postmaster in the nearby town of Guernsey. To find out how Kurt started using the horns of Corriente cattle to make jewelry and other decorative items, I conducted a 45-minute oral history interview with him. I first asked Kurt about the farming and ranching operations of his own and his father's generations.
It's pretty much the same it is now. We mostly had cattle and raised hay. When I first started with them, my dad and his two brothers, of course, it was all flood irrigation and ditches, where to now it's pipe and sprinklers.
Kurt explains that getting involved in rodeos was a natural result of being in a ranching family and liking horses.
Well, I started team roping, right out of high school. And that was it. So that's what got me into the business of raising Corriente cattle, which are team roping cattle. And then both my kids rodeoed in high school. Tanda and Josh both rodeoed in college. And I just kept team roping and furnishing stock for rodeos. And then now I don't rodeo as much because the younger kids take my money.
The Corriente cattle that Kurt began raising for use in team roping now graze on his property. Kurt tells what's involved with having this type of cattle.
They're a really easy cattle to raise. They're small, like the cows. Average weight is 800 pounds, the bulls 900 pounds. Easy calving, and you raise them up to be yearlings, and then you can either sell them, the steers, as roping stock, bulldogging stock, or you can lease them out, which I did both, and then the heifers you can lease out and rope and use for breeding stock.
Kurt found one use for cattle horns soon after he graduated from high school. His other artistic work with Corriente horn came later.
Well, first of all, when I started a long time ago, I hunt with black powder, so I made some powder horns just for that. And then when we had so many of them, when you put them in a feedlot, you have to cut their horns off because they take up too much bunk space, your feeders say. So I would just look at them and think there ought to be a use for that. So that's where I came up with my stuff. And then I, free time and just doing stuff outside, I would just start making stuff and see stuff and look at something and say, well, that's what that ought to be. The jewelry part came when I just saw that you could work with it and sand and stuff like that and make different things. And then the drinking mugs, I saw that on a show, and then I researched it and saw the procedures to go through. You'd look at a horn and say, there ought to be something you can do with that.
Kurt's knowledge of the characteristics of Corriente horn allows him to show the material to its best advantage.
Okay, most of these necklaces are the size of a quarter. And so a horn basically is only hard about 2 inches down. And then they start getting, so there's a hole in them or a gap. That's where the bone starts. So on several of these, I've taken just a piece of horn, and then with the hole in the middle, I will take another solid piece of horn, usually a different color, or maybe some kind of like turquoise rock or something, and put inside of it. And then these are finished with rosin on the outside. That's a rosin-based finish. And different finishes bring out different lines and different colors in the horn. So if you want them to really stand out, use a different finish than maybe if you want them to blend together.